Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Hi everyone, welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode. This is part two to The Spiritual Journey is Messy that I shared with you a few weeks ago when I was discussing some challenging periods in my life a while back. First, I want to say thank you for all of the kind words that I received from the last episode and also for the not so nice feedback I received. I do know that some people expect me to only be love and light all of the time, and if I speak otherwise, I am insincere in my beliefs. That is simply untrue. My goal was really to share that yes, life is messy and life is the spiritual journey, and we all have experiences which test us and experiences that teach us and shape us. Life entails lessons that really are in alignment with our highest good, that help us to evolve in the way that we chose before we came here. This doesn't mean that they're easy, and it doesn't mean that they're desired while we're here as humans. You can be angry, you can be sad, you can be frustrated, and you can be disheartened. You are not immune to all of the things that happen in life, and you're not immune to having and feeling these types of emotions, which are part of the human experience, which I'm also having. I shared with you my emotions and my thoughts as I was working through challenge after challenge some years back, and no, they weren't quote unquote of the light. When we are working through challenges, you know, you don't have to be all smiles or happy all of the time because you are human and you're having a human experience, and with that comes emotions. And I personally believe that it is unhealthy to be delusional or deceptive towards yourself. I've encountered people who have shared with me that once you've developed your gifts or met your guides, that all of a sudden life is easy, that supposedly there aren't going to be any more challenges, but that's simply not true. Things happen. Unexpected situations still occur because regardless of your guides or your angels or your entire spiritual team, you have chosen to be here and you have chosen to learn. And you've chosen to learn these lessons that sometimes can, you know, they can break you, but they also can, reshape you into something new, something that, you know, you may not have had the foresight to see while you were enduring it at the time. So I shared with you in the last episode that I was attacked, you know, walking to work, which of course has had a major impact on me. After having been attacked by that man in the street, and after having lost my relationship, lost friends, and living in a place I did not desire but could only afford, being very financially strapped, which was beyond humbling, especially after having spent 7 years getting my doctorate, I was at a super low point, to say the least. I was very paranoid, I was shaky, I was angry, and I felt alone. I didn't really have anyone to talk to about what I was going through, you know, mentally and physically, emotionally, and, you know, I was always looking over my shoulder. I really did feel alone. I did pray to God, but really, I think I wanted to be left alone at that time. I didn't want anything else to happen, right? God, Source, knew that I was angry, which is putting it lightly. I was mad at myself for not having paid attention to my own intuition. I felt like a failure because I could only get a job that paid nothing close to, let's just say, what I was expecting. I had trusted the wrong people. I couldn't wrap my head around it, to say the least. You know, I fell very deeply into victim mode, and with that comes even more challenges. So before I continue, I want to share a quick story with you of a Jewish folktale which recounts the story of a grieving widow whose only son just died in a tragic accident. Now, obviously, my situations, they do not compare at all to this woman's situation, but there is a reason why I'm sharing this with you, so please listen. Desperate with sorrow, the woman went to a holy man after her son had just died in a tragic accident, and she was seeking to employ his quote-unquote magic. "Please bring my son back to life," she pleaded. "Surely you have the power to persuade the Almighty to heal my broken heart." The wise man sat in silence for a moment and then said gently, "Bring me a mustard seed from a home that has never known sorrow. I will use that seed to heal your grief." Bolstered by this promise, the widow immediately set out on her quest. She went first to the wealthiest home in the village. "Surely the sorrows of life have passed by this house," she thought. As a woman opened the door, the widow announced, "I am in search of a home that has never known sorrow. Have I found such a place?" The hostess stared at her with tortured eyes and finally cried, "You have come to the wrong house." Inviting the widow into her home, she began to describe in detail all the tragedies that had touched her family. The widow stayed with the woman several days, comforting and consoling her. After she departed, the widow continued her quest, but wherever she went, from estate to hovel, she found lives beset with sorrow and pain. The stories and people, they touched her heart. Always, she listened with sympathy and understanding and did what she could to ease her grief, or their grief, excuse me. Eventually, she forgot entirely her quest for the magic mustard seed. Yet through her compassion, her heart had indeed been healed of its wound. The widow was healed of her grief through the miracle of compassion. So again, I want to make a point here. Again, though my situations have nothing to do or do not compare with this woman's situation, I wanted to make the point here that it was through the miracle of compassion that her grief had been healed. So returning to my story, after months of sulking and being very angry, I decided to spend my time differently. I had at times been praying to God, asking for answers, asking for help, for guidance, etc., and I decided to start volunteering at a few different food banks in San Francisco and in Oakland. And while I was doing that, I found an opportunity to volunteer at a breast cancer clinic in Oakland that was designed to help underserved women. It's the only one of its kind in the U.S., and it's in Oakland. And this clinic in particular, it helps women by providing all free services such as transportation, organic goods, herbal medicine, Reiki, meditation, craniosacral, massage, all the likes of what they would like to call it alternative medicine, or complementary medicine is the best way of putting it. Anyway, I ended up volunteering there by offering Reiki to these women, and to say that it was a privilege is an understatement. During these sessions, I would place my hands over these women, as you do as a Reiki practitioner, and then images would begin to form in my mind's eye very unexpectedly. I would see if the woman's journey was about to become easier. I would see how they would overcome the obstacles that the cancer caused. Or I would see the worries that, you know, surrounded the woman's energy or in their mind. I was also shown how strong each woman was, and also I saw the light in their spirits. It was during this time, during these experiences, during these sessions, that I was allowed to be a witness to their resilience and their strength. And sure enough, you know, Source was showing me that these experiences, that time in my life, really helped me to heal some of the heartache that I felt. During that time, I learned that it is really through extending compassion that we heal and forgive and experience true oneness. When we acknowledge the commonality of the human condition, we can really see that we are all one. For me, to heal myself, it involved taking time to review and reflect and asking Source to help me see these situations differently, especially through the eyes of compassion, through the eyes of forgiveness, through the eyes of truth, and through the eyes of oneness. It was that helped me to understand to forgive others, forgive myself, forgive my anger, and move forward in life. I spent a lot of my time working on forgiveness, to say the least, but also on compassion and even self-compassion, as most of us have a tendency to be very hard on ourselves, myself included. But I learned that in order to feel and act with compassion, we must develop the capacity to see ourselves in the other person and the other person in us. And that is what I tried to do with every situation that happened or with every person I felt had wronged me in some way. And fundamentally, by doing this, I learned that this is the experience of oneness really applied to all human relations. Compassion and forgiveness are crucial for development and evolution of the soul. It transforms our hearts and allows us to actually know oneness, not merely theorize about it. Without it, we are egocentric beings. We're self-serving, we're self-absorbed, envious, fearful, greedy, the list goes on. Where it is absent, there's really no way to know thyself without knowing the hearts and plights and even the love of others. So to sum this up in the best way possible without going on and on and on about myself, I did learn a lot about myself during that time, as of course I still do today. God or source, whatever title you want to attribute to that energy, taught me a lot about myself and showed me things I needed to work on and to develop. And let's say that it helped me to hone my spiritual muscles in a multitude of ways. I worked on forgiveness, self-forgiveness. I worked on compassion and self-compassion. I learned a little bit more about what oneness really is. And yes, there were many other personal lessons as well, because we all have them on an individual level. And of course, there are collective lessons for us at large. My goal with these two episodes was not to simply complain about life, but share a little of myself with you and some of the challenges I encountered and how, yes, it's hard. I do my best to be genuine and authentic and always myself. I understand that some people believe if you speak about your true challenging emotions, then you're not truly quote-unquote high vibe or you're not quote-unquote spiritual enough, because you felt disheartened or you felt disappointed, angry, sad, enraged, and even expressed those feelings at times. That is a belief that some hold. I do not. We are having a human experience where some encounters are going to be tough, and it's not unenlightened if you feel this way at times. Rather, while yes, we are spirit in truth, We are experiencing a human form and emotion, and we're also experiencing lessons that test our faith, test our ability to forgive, test our ability to have more compassion and express it, test our ability to really trust in what we believe. And I'm not exempt from that, and no one really is who's here, regardless. I really do thank you for listening to just a snapshot of a challenging period of my life and for listening to me in general. Challenges will always come in life. That doesn't make you unenlightened, low vibe. It doesn't make you less than. But yes, challenges will always come and we're always going to encounter them, because naturally our spirits always want to learn and grow. And yes, sometimes we grow through pain. That happens. But the goal or the hope is that we can work with Source to somehow see these situations a little bit differently. That is always my prayer to Source, is to see something differently. Everyone, thank you again for listening to this episode and the previous episode. And again, thank you for your kind words. I do appreciate them. I just want to say, please take care of yourselves. Be kind towards yourselves. Have more compassion towards yourselves and your lives. It's not an easy journey. However, it is to be enjoyed at moments, to laugh with each other, love each other, support each other, uplift each other, and forgive each other. So keep that in mind as you move along in your life. And take care of yourselves, and you guys have a great week ahead. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.